Are we solidarity Bricky team, listener, when if we have a world atlas or a world globe lying around, throw them out, redundant, useless? Well, to save money, I suppose we could just write AMERICA across every page or the various latitudes. Make greater America great again. Loudly flows the Don. And good on the Don for realizing that the term Middle East of the Middle East is a colonialist set for conflict, the Middle East of the British Empire, as redundant as the World Atlas, ignoring the reality of the rules-based order drawn up to make the world a better place by the great empire and its great empire, Pentagon, from now on to be known as the Middle America, neither east nor west, but either, depending on your starting point. The greatest real estate opportunity ever, ever. Limited only by the fact that in the big, big real estate opportunity, non-land, non-people live amidst the rubble and destruction and decay, including the bodies of no longer non-land, non-people, and US of the UN, of the US of the world, big supremo Donald Trump, or the poor knows, it is a Riviera waiting to be liberated. For if there are no people, just non-land, non-people, then those non-land, non-people have no right to get between Donald and a real estate opportunity, standing in the way of progress. This land is my land, this land is my land, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Atlantic shore. But Donald, isn't that the whole world? I see trees of green and red roses too, Trump Towers on Mediterranean blue, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Donald, there are also vast resources, riches, making it a not-so-wonderful world, off the Palestinian non-land, non-people coast. Has that got anything to do with your brilliant plan? Drill, baby, drill. Get in the groove, man. Yes, greatest drill, baby, drill ever. Wonderful world, my land, ever, ever. And the lucky, lucky residents of my real estate can watch my very close friend and profound thinker, Elon Musk, have more, launch spacecraft up over the Mediterranean, the greatest space launch ever, ever. But the US can't be expected to take all the responsibility for this enlightened development. No, no, no. Other countries have a responsibility to take the non-land, non-people off Donald's hands and off Donald's very close friend Benjamin Not Another Yahoo's hands. Benjamin, who couldn't believe his luck that the voters handed him such a narcissistic pushover. Perhaps the most ingenious thought bubble in Donald's final solution was that the countries with a responsibility to take the non-land, non-people he is throwing out, except they're non-people, so he's not really throwing anyone out, those countries must finance the massive cost of cleaning up the slaughter and destruction Benjamin and the US have inflicted. Ingenious. So Donald and his son-in-law Jared and other socially aware real estate moguls can then create the Riviera those who can afford it can enjoy. And if those countries Donald orders to take the non-land, non-people show a bit of reluctance, like, but the non-land is the non-people's land, well, they're non-land, then wham, tariffs, punishment, US odd style. Not sure Donald's thought that one through quite as much, that if you keep hitting people with financial penalties, they, wait for it, might decide to hit you with financial penalties. Lose, lose. And clearing the rubble and the non-land, non-people won't pose any risk for those countries because they'll be working under the protection of US of and Zion-trained killers, the latter keeping up their killing skills during the so-called ceasefire over on the West Bank. More non-land, non-people, and as hostages and prisoners are swapped on one side, prisoners mostly never facing any charges but locked up for the heinous crime of looking askance at a Zion train killer terrorist, opposing train killers keeping them under control, while over in the West Bank, the Zion train killer terrorists are arresting hundreds more who look a bit askance at daily slaughter and destruction. That is not breaching the terms of the agreement, because under the terms of the agreement, only the non-land, non-people can breach the agreement. Incomprehensibly, the odd world leader and international organisation have been a touch critical of the Don's inspired solution. Hurtful comments like genocide, ethnic cleansing, war crime. But thankfully, our very own courageous leader, Anthony Albanese, didn't join the chorus, singing as usual to the Great American Songbook, asserting he does not comment on what other people say, brackets, when it suits him not to, close brackets, and telling us we support a two-state solution. That's good, Anthony, although if the non-land, non-people are forced out of Gaza by Donald and Benjamin and out of the West Bank, or what's left of the West Bank that Zionist settlers haven't stolen, where exactly will the two-state be? That must be determined by negotiation between the parties, between the non-land, non-people and Zion. Between Benjamin and Donald. Benjamin has said, though, there will never be a non-land, non-people state. Oh, these things aren't easy. Moving on, Anthony, you've always opposed on principle mandatorily locking people up for so-called hate speech, like opposing slaughter and destruction and genocide, and for symbols of hate and terror, like non-land, non-people flags and keffiyehs. Why have you changed your principled position, Anthony? I was left with no choice. No choice. Constable Duffer said I was weak not supporting it. And then? Benning said I was weak supporting it. Poor Anthony. See, he's correct. These things aren't easy. Speaking of lockup, Matilda's Captain Sam Kerr faces jail for calling a copper white and stupid. Hang on. The copper is white. What's criminal there? And stupid? He's a copper, therefore a given. Since when is the truth a lock-up offence? Well, of course it is. I recommend we don't carry or wear any Palestinian symbols tomorrow, or we'll be done for symbols of hate and terror, and only say nice things about the slaughter and destruction and genocide, nice things about Zion and Zion-trained killers, or we'll be done for hate speech. For the people for whom these laws are made, who complain about hate speech, would never dream of using hate speech themselves, unless we consider calling for the destruction of an entire race hate speech. On which the aforementioned caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo, Constable Peter Dupper, praised Donald's final solution, which he declared, obviously, after deep research, would not break international law. Donald, a big thinker and dealmaker. Like, you know, a big thinker. And, well, it's Donald and Pete, so, yeah, big thinker, it's relative. Must look up a bit of international law that says it's lawful to march into someone's country, send in the Marines, as Tom Lehrer satirised, as the solution to every problem, the trained killers, expel the population and hand it to the real estate industry. When we think about it, we do that already on a local basis, of course, get rid of the flora and fauna and hand it over to the real estate industry. Industry. We've mentioned several times over the journey, poor BHP, for bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, faced with this disastrous same job, same pay legislation, pointing out that if it paid its in-house labour hire workers doing the same job, it would cost it $3 billion, and we still can't find any other reason than it's ripping off those workers to the tune of, yes, $3 billion, until now. The matter has hit the Fair Work, No Longer True Blue Oz, No Longer Work Choices, Just Looks Like It Con Mission, where bloody huge explained the evil union has got it all wrong. It's not same job, same pay, but same looking job. And the evil unions want same pay for the same looking job. See, the lower paid in-house labour hire workers are contracted, important word, contracted for different purposes, and it just looks like they're doing the same work. We know the law's pretty stupid, but if it buys that one, it's more stupid than we thought. Meanwhile, this week, caring employers got together with big economic guru Jim Chalmers Capital and his shadow Angus Tailings, oh, and caring business class relations minister Murray Swatch Unions, to point out the world has shifted and many crippling work practices must shift with it. Expressed beautifully by Herbert Smith Free Kills Worker Supremo Rebecca Maston Stoneage. That's the Free Kills Workers, which drew up work choices for little Johnny and Peter Ruth, the workers. Rebecca telling the government we must commit to cutting red tape, pursuing tax reform, that is the rich paying lots less than the lots they don't pay anyway, and most importantly, boost workplace flexibility. Flexibility and productivity. Poor caring employers toss and turn all night, knowing inflexibility and low productivity are killing this country. And penalty rates and the right to disconnect are examples of barriers to flexibility, Rebecca bemoaned. Silly us, just when we thought they may have been examples of flexibility. Inflexible Mother Earth spent the break with extremes all over the world just to celebrate Donald's contribution to climate change, if there is such a thing, with drill, baby, drill. And finally, as the caring business class met with the government again this week, figures showed millions and millions of the socialist and caring business class parties' incomes came from very expensive business offshoots providing access to government. Some civil liberties persons pointing out this was access denied most of us, spoil sports. No connection, of course, but as Anthony kick-started his election campaign in Western Trooper Aussie, he handed $1 billion of our hard-earned to our filthiest rich of the filthy rich, Gina. And it was revealed he met with several key sporting, gambling and media bigwigs just before caving in, deciding he needed more time to think about how not to ban gambling ads and promotion. Anyway, the caring business class party informing us that as the election approaches and the socialists cave in, why does that word keep cropping up? Who said Anthony Albanese is weak? Adopt everything the caring business class want all of them to adopt. The price of access to Constable Duffer to sit next to him at fundraising dinners has doubled. Good grief, listener. I'm sure we'd pay double not to be in the same room. Good morning.